Monday Night Fallout with your host, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome everyone to Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium, and this is Monday Night Fallout. We are watching a great show that ended with Finn Balor winning, and he is the new number one contender for the title. And there you go. Let's go to our panel, if you could still hear me. Blog Talk is acting up, as usual. So let's refresh, but we can't refresh because Blog Talk is being a bitch, and I can't press anything. So, ladies and gentlemen, might I introduce the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister.
How's it going, T-Rock?
Nice of you to show up.
Thank you very much. My apologies for last week, man. I was deathly ill. On my grave, in fact. I mean, I was freaking out of it. I took some NyQuil. Shout out to my friend NyQuil. Took some NyQuil. Took three doses of that shit and missed the show, man. I woke up and I was going to call in, but you guys were done already. My apologies. But I will not I will not apologize for kicking your ass at the IWC Rising.
I'm still choking. From being electrocuted many times. I tried to upload the link on WrestleCorp, but for some reason WrestleCorp is not showing the page, not showing the thing. It says Elementor. I don't know. So, whatever. Thank you, WrestleCorp and Craig Love, but kiss my ass. I'm tired of your fucking site. Share us if you want, but you ain't done shit for our viewers, so fuck you, you Australian cocksucker. All right. And might I introduce the IWC Legends Champion, ladies and gentlemen, Christian from Philadelphia.
What up, everybody? Your new Legends Champion here, and Braun Strowman got shafted tonight. Wow, he got completely shafted, didn't he?
He's not cleared. That has to be everybody must understand that he's obviously not cleared to wrestle. They probably knew he wasn't going to be cleared to wrestle, and that's fine. And I assume the Demon Balor is going to come, and he should at the Rumble. I mean, if he doesn't, then we know who's going to win. But if it is the Demon, then at least there is a possibility. Now, if you listened last week, you heard that I said that at the next IWC pay-per-view, it will be me versus Double L, number one contender for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship. The winner will face Minister of Sinister. But you know what? I hate WrestleCorp, and I hate Best Friends NXT. So Double L, feel free to challenge Minister of Sinister for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship. Best Friends NXT has laid down a challenge, and I'm going to take it. So I assume that it's going to be a triple threat between me, Mumra, and Best Friends NXT for the World Generation Championship. I've already held the IWC World Championship. I don't need it again. Minister, you can have that and challenge Double L. I'm sure he'll do great with that. All right, so let's skip all the formalities. Like I said, WrestleCorp, the thread is open, but I can't find it. It doesn't seem to work because they changed WordPress, and I blame Craig Love for everything. WWE Raw opened up tonight with Braun Strowman cutting a promo in the ring that he actually remembered, which was good. He remembered the promo, cut the promo, went to the back to Baron Corbin came out, went to the back. Elias was strumming along saying Corbin is in the limo. And then Braun Strowman killed the limo, and Corbin ran away. Vince McMahon, who had appeared in the limo earlier, told Braun Strowman that he'd be fined $100,000. And Braun's like, this car ain't worth $100,000. And Vince is like, well, now you're stripped of your title opportunity. And then Braun Strowman tipped over the vehicle. Now, I would have loved if Elias had continued to play while all this was happening. If he would have followed Braun Strowman and continued strumming along and given us background music, you know, and it made it more intense as Braun Strowman ripped the door off. And then Vince could turn to Elias and say, would you get the hell out of here? And that would have been something special. But let's go to Minister of Sinister first. Minister, what did you think of the opening of Monday Night Raw tonight?
Well, I think it would have been much better if they would have done what you would have loved to have seen. It just, you know, it felt like we had seen all this before. I didn't really care for it. One of the high points of it was, I guess, Elias ratting on Corbin, you know, letting what's-his-face know that he was in the limo. But the ripping off the door, I think it was a bit overkill. You know, tilting the car over, of course, also overkill. I don't know, man. It just feels like we've seen all this before. We saw it with the freaking bus already, you know, so now he's flipping over a car. But let me tell you something, man. The way they're utilizing Braun Strowman, he's just a freaking middleman. He's just filler right now. Like you said, obviously he hasn't been cleared. But even when he is cleared, man, I don't see them doing anything with him, because I think they would have already done something with him if they were ever going to do something with him. So I think it's bad news for all the Braun Strowman fans, the way they're booking this guy. And obviously, like you said, he's not clear right now. But still, man, I mean, I think they would have already done something with him. I look forward to seeing this guy after WrestleMania, next August, next September. He's going to be in the ring dancing and shit with somebody. The next freaking that guy that dances with all the people. What's his name? No Way Jose. Some type of crazy
shit. He made an appearance.
Like that.
No,
it's going nowhere for
he
this.
Made an appearance
it's going
tonight.
Nowhere
no
for
way.
Braun. Yeah, he
no
did.
Way Jose.
And it's going nowhere for Braun Strowman, man. So I don't know how anybody could be happy with the trajectory of, you know, where he's going right now in his career.
I'm not happy.
If I was a fan of his, I'd be pissed.
Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of the opening segment tonight of Monday Night Raw?
First, I didn't like it. I was scared that they would have done the same thing where Braun Strowman gets pissed off that his opportunity got stripped, that he was going to fucking rampage all night until he got it back. I was scared of that. God bless America, that didn't happen. But here's the thing about Braun Strowman. And I'm going to piss off a lot of Braun Strowman fans, so beware. I never believed Braun Strowman to be the guy. I thought Braun Strowman was just a novelty act, you know? I don't think he's ever going to be the guy. And last week's promo proved it to me, that he's never going to be the guy. And he's just a worn-off novelty act, and that's it. So
He forgot his lines. He forgot his lines. That's what happened. And Christian,
yeah,
this just in, it looks like for the next pay-per-view, we found you an opponent for your Legends Championship, and it is not going to be Double Ellis. He's going to be facing Minister of Sinister for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship. Your opponent is going to be revealed later on in the night. All right, continue.
But anyway, I don't know how anybody else feels, but I never believed in Braun Strowman. I always thought he was a novelty act.
A novelty act, much like the IWC, IWC Revolver, coming soon to the World Generation Podcast Network. Revolver! Fire it. All right, so let's move right along. Sasha Banks and Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax and Tamina. Sasha Banks and Ronda Rousey win. And then in the end, they have a little back and forth, and Ronda Rousey looks like a... I don't know what the hell. Like, she's loving her 1 minute. She hates her. She badmouths her. She wants to kiss her. I don't know what the hell's going on. And you know what? Frankly, I don't really care. But it's good that Sasha Banks is going to get in the ring with Ronda Rousey. We could see a horrible match. I'm sure it will try to be the best as possible. But man. Minister, how many botches do you think will be in this match at the Royal Rumble?
I don't know, but there was quite a bit tonight, and it just looked really bad the way that they were, you know, setting each other's moves up. Like, everything is expected. You can see them expecting it, and, you know, everything is just badly choreographed with these women. It was a good thing to see. It was a good thing to see for me, though, that freaking behemoth tap out tonight, Nia Jax. I mean, that was really great to see her tap out tonight. But other than that, I mean, this match was, I mean, shit, man. We had they call her Botcha Banks, okay? And, I mean, you know, all for nothing. It's not for anything good, you know? I mean, she really botches a lot of shit in there. Ronda Rousey, the way she was going back and forth, man, I mean, it's like she's a walking contradiction, man. She makes herself look like that, though. And Tamina, everybody knows how I feel about Tamina. I mean, if she wasn't the daughter of fucking Jimmy Snuka, there's no way in hell she would be there. But, yeah, man, this match didn't do anything for me. I thought it was a shit match from the beginning until the very end. Although, it picked up at the very end, though. I'm going to give it a half a point for I'll give it a full point, actually, for Nia Jax tapping out. That was good stuff there.
All right, we're picking up with the points already. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think about this tag match and the subsequent ruckus that happened afterwards?
I think Ronda Rousey's a fucking dope now. I think that her fucking experiment is fucking over. I'm getting kind of sick and tired of Rousey at this point. Like, she's supposed to be the baddest woman on the planet, yet she's trying to make friends with everybody. She's like a bootleg version of Bayley from NXT. If you're a bootleg version of Bayley, that means you're doing all kinds of fucked up shit. Like, for fuck's sake. This is a fucking wrestling competition. You're not supposed to make friends. You're supposed to make enemies and fight each other. That's why it's called fucking wrestling. Sasha Banks, the only reason why they gave her the shot is for fucking pity. She's just going to go back to being tag team with Bayley for the tag titles and all that fucking garbage shit. None of this fucking matters. It's all meaningless. And then at the end of the day, they're just going to be buddy buddies at the end of the day again. So none of this shit fucking matters.
All right, none of it matters, so let's move on. Down we go, and it was Lucha House Party versus The Revival, and The Revival getting a win. Apparently, this was the slow portion of the night. Things picked up a little bit, but frankly, I don't really care. And we got to see Heavy Machinery come out later in the night, and that was awful. great for the tag division. Minister of Sinister, Lucha House Party versus The Revival. The Revival finally get a win, heel style.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been waiting for them to do something with The Revival. I like these guys. I've liked these guys for a while, but they've been being misused. And I've realized one thing. I think the most important thing that I got from this match, though, was that I've been saying Grand Metalik wrong this whole time. Apparently, it's Metalik. Grand Metalik or some shit. I caught them saying it tonight, but apparently I've been saying it wrong the whole time. But this match, man, I mean, what are they going to do with their tag team champion? Okay, so The Revival finally gets a win. Where do they go from here? I mean, the tag team division on Raw is practically non-existent, so I don't know what the fuck. It's inconsequential, basically. The Lucha House Party losing to The Revival.
Where'd they go?
Yeah, exactly. What happened to them? Where were they at tonight? Anybody? I mean, yeah, what happened?
I don't know. Let's go to Christian from Philadelphia. Christian, where did AOP
go? They're probably at main event. That's where everybody who's lost and forgotten go. They go to main event, like Titus O'Neil, fucking Mojo Rawley, and all those other wrestlers. They go to fucking main event on fucking Hulu. That's where they go.
Mojo Rawley. I'm trying to remember who that is.
You know, the guy who was tag teaming with Zack Ryder? Hype Bro. All that garbage.
He won the Giant Battle Royal. Come on now.
Dang it. Mojo Rawley. I couldn't even remember who he was. You're right. Yeah, that's what they do. That's what happens when you have way too much talent on the roster, and then people forget about him, and then they try to bring him back, and it's like, They're trying to bring them back like they're something special, but it's like, shit, man, they shit all over them the first time around. They want us to you know, think highly of them. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And
we're still
expecting Sami Zayn. We're still expecting Kevin Owens. Bray Wyatt's supposed to come back eventually. Coming with the Wyatt family.
He's already back, but they don't want him to be on live television. He's been just doing live events.
No, here's what's going to happen. WWE made me take a survey, and they asked, who do you want to see at this? And then they showed the results. And so we now know that the Wyatt family is coming back. I guarantee it. Right, because they're all ready to come back. Luke Harper, Brian Wilson or whatever, and Bray, Robert, all coming back. And, you know, whatever, who cares. But Christian, sorry, please tell us about the revival.
All right, so I really don't give a – I don't really care about the revival. Like I said, AEW is going to come around, and I think some of the wrestlers, mainly Revival, are going to go there soon. Because this is going to be the, like, I've been predicting that this is going to be their swan song, like their final run, and it's looking like it. So they're probably just going to win the titles, but then they're just going to fucking lose it and leave to AEW. That's what's going to happen. I don't see nothing much for the Revival in WWE. And the sooner they leave that company, the better, because WWE has become a toxic environment.
I think Club Sandwich is probably going too. The Club Sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And later on in the night, we'll find out who Christian will be facing at Revolver for the IWC Legends Championship, but not till later. All right, so Vince McMahon came out to the ring. I'm eating as we're talking. Anyway.
How the fuck does this happen?
Vince McMahon.
I'm in the chat room and I realize that I'm logged in as Pastor of Disaster when I should be logged in as Minister. How the fuck does that happen? I logged in one time as Pastor
what,
of Disaster.
What, the chat room is open? You found it? It's there?
I found a chat room in the Fallout chat room on WrestleCorp.com, yeah.
Oh, well, you can go there and see my soon-to-be opponent, Best Friends NXT, as I head Booker, challenge for the World Generation Championship at Revolver. All right. So, Vince McMahon came out. He was in the ring about to make an announcement. But we didn't get his announcement. We got everybody else coming out. And a fatal four-way with Drew McIntyre and John Cena. And Drew McIntyre. And,
what the fuck are you eating over there, man? Some fucking two-day-old pizza?
No, pistachios.
Oh. Oh, very good. Eat up.
Good stuff. Nom. All right. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this segment? Vince McMahon.
Let's see. What was the segment? Who will face Brock Lesnar? John Cena coming out? John Cena coming out, doing his little speech. It was kind of fitting, actually. If you go back, hindsight is 2020, you know, and of course the way the night ended with Vince McMahon or with John Cena at the very end there. And if you go back and you think about it, well, it only made sense that he did what he did, bringing up Stone Cold leaving, The Rock leaving, Lesnar leaving, and him stepping up. It was only fitting that the whole thing worked out the way it did, I guess. It seems like Cena probably had a hand in booking that segment, along with Vince. I could see it already. You know, they were probably in the back of a badass fucking bus somewhere talking shit, talking the deal. Well, yeah, man, you'd probably go out there and, you know, give yourself credit for stepping up there. And Cena, of course, was digging it and that's exactly what happened.
The word of the night is beef. Look at all this beef. There's a lot of beef.
Beef. Look at all the beef up here. I mean, come on, where are you at? Well, you got no beef. I mean, shit. He was telling him basically, dude, you're a small dude and you don't belong here. And it was pretty fucked up. But it, you know, and that too, right there. Actually, you know, the way things worked out there at the end, which we'll get to later. You know, it's Vince McMahon all the way. You know, he's taking shots at you while he's lifting you up at the same time. It's just classic fucking Vince McMahon. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. The word of the night was beef. Look at all this beef. Get the fuck out of here.
Vince McMahon was hard in the ring. He was excited. Christian.
He was.
In Philadelphia. What did you think of this?
I thought that when Drew came out, I thought he was going to talk to Vince McMahon saying, you chose me to be the fucking chosen one. I was the fucking chosen one, and you believed in me. What happened to that? You caused me to fucking leave. You caused me to fucking leave, and I came back to change what you left as a mistake. Him and the rest of these rosters. I thought he was going to go at Vince, but it was obvious that fucking Finn was going to be the one who fucking, you know, faces Brock Lesnar. They've never done it. They've been teasing it for fucking 3 years by now. And it's finally going to happen at Royal Rumble. So, you know, a lackluster segment. Who gives a fuck? We all know Finn was going to fucking win.
Dum, dum, dum. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was chewing. Dum, dum. All right. So, let's forget about that and move on. Next up, what a crazy bitch. That's what I'm going to call this segment. What a crazy bitch. What a crazy, crazy fucking bitch with the thick thighs and a crazy bitch. Like, she was like the ultimate warrior on crack. Like, I didn't think anybody could get blown up before a match. But this bitch slapping herself, going crazy, like, fucking what the fuck. But Nikki Cross and Triple Threat. And, of course, Beaky looking uglier than ever. What a match, as, of course, Crazy Bitch and two other bitches win. Minister of Sinister, Crazy Bitch.
Oh, man, yeah. Man, it was, she's out of her league. It was just terrible. The Riot Squad, man, they're always going to be losers, no matter what. They're out there jobbing.
Yeah, they lost again, right? Oh, my God, they lost again. Holy shit.
They lost again, yeah. I mean, shit. They're always losing. And, you know, Bayley and Natalya, this time they had that new bitch, Nikki Crazy Bitch. And those looks do nothing. Nothing for me. I mean, it's just terrible. The whole thing is terrible, man. I mean, I don't think I can waste another second on this. I wasn't impressed by any of it at all.
I thought it was amusing because she's pretty crazy. They're making a real crazy bitch. Christian from Philadelphia.
Does it not get old fast, though? I mean, it's too much.
Yeah.
The whole fucking match. The greatest part about it, though, and I'll give it a half a point, I'll tell you what. When she ducked down and then came up and she had the crazy fucking face and scared the shit out of whoever the hell it was, Mandy Cross or Mandy Lynn or whoever the fuck it was.
Nikki Cross. Nikki Crazy Bitch. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was the one that came up. She crouched down and she came up all of a sudden, sprung up, and then she had this crazy fucking look on her face and scared the piss out of her opponent, whoever it was. I give her half a point for that.
Half a point, Christian. You still want to know who your opponent is for Revolver. But you won't find out yet. What do you think of this in the crazy bitch?
Here's the interesting part. Here's the interesting part, right? She's not permanently on Raw because they announced earlier that these picks, you know, these NXT picks, they're going to go to both shows back and forth each week, and they're going to judge which one stays in which show and which one is the other. So Nikki Cross could stay on SmackDown. And some of them could stay on Raw SmackDown, so that's the thing. But, yeah, Nikki Cross is going to get real old real fucking fast. She's out of her fucking league. She's not going to be as over. And, yeah, she's fucking doomed. Just that's all I'm going to say. She's fucked. She is 100%
fucked. She's fucked. A tiny little crazy bitch on crack and cocaine and some meth and whatever else was backstage. Probably a lot of sugar. Chug 4 Mountain Dews and call me nom, nom, in the morning. Nom, nom. All right. So, moving along now. Nom, nom, nom. Jinder Mahal nom, nom, versus Finn Balor, because Jinder Mahal tells Vince, hey, Vince, I would have went out, but I had to go tend to my Sheik brothers. Nom, nom. And then, my Sheik brother. And then he goes out, and then him and Finn Balor get to matching, and Finn Balor wins the first of two matches. Nom, nom, nom. And so, Jinder Mahal versus Finn Balor. Finn Balor wins. Minister of Sinister, what do you think of this one? Yum, yum, yum.
You know, the way Jinder Mahal was able to convince Nick McMahon to put him in that match, I thought it was brilliant, man. I thought he should tweak his character or something and, you know, turn him into something else where he goes around convincing people to let him do things or sometimes. I don't know, man. He did it all right. He impressed me with that. But, of course, it was scripted. And, you know, he went out there with Samir, I think it was.
The other one was injured from Braun.
Yeah, the other one was injured. And so, apparently, you know, it was the beginning of what was to happen. Finn Balor won. He overcame the odds tonight. He ended up getting cucked out by John Cena there at the very end. But that's another topic for another topic. But, yeah, you had to know that Finn Balor was going to go through Jinder Mahal on this. And that's exactly what happened. And so there you go. Finn Balor advanced. Or kept a spot, I should say. He kept a spot. So the beef, Jinder Mahal apparently was not able to deliver enough beef.
Christian from Philadelphia, your thoughts on Balor versus Mahal? I'm eating chocolate now. I'm pistachios.
I know nothing fucking match. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck about Jinder Mahal? Why is he still in the company? That's
who gives a fuck?
Balor was selling ribs there at the end too. Balor was selling ribs.
Well, yeah, because he has to overcome the odds because later on in the night, overcome the odds. And I'm telling you, the demon will come out and lose against Brock Lesnar because it's still slated that Brock Lesnar is going to face Seth Rollins. Well, I don't know how they get there. An Elimination Chamber, maybe. Who knows? And like Christian said, who cares? All right. So I'm not on WrestleCorp because I can't find it, and I don't really care. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk more about Raw and what happened in the end of the night. And of course, IWC Revolver is coming. We will find out who the new number one contender for the Legends Championship will be. And of course, Raj Giri is the new Armageddon champion. Who will he face? We'll find out later on in the night. IWC Revolver coming shortly. And here is the commercial break. Spoken, not played. So tomorrow night, apparently, Facing Tuesday is coming back. Yes. Facing Tuesday will return to its normal time slot at 8 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Central, and a whole bunch of good stuff will happen with Hollywood Tony P, Mike Santori, Danny Hart, and probably the Doctor if he decides to show up. But I'm sure it's going to be an excellent show. It's been on hiatus forever, so we're going to love to see that. And, of course, on Thursday, Minister of Sinister does his famous Fatal 4-Way Radio, if that comes back, but who knows. And there was no greatest talk show this Sunday, unfortunately, but it will be coming back. And then, of course, Joe Bates on Friday, Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates, Christian and Batman on Saturday, Radio Renegades. And don't forget, for the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, we are going to come back with our Fallout show for that. So stay tuned to the World Generation Podcast Network. You go to Facebook, World Generation Podcast Network. I'm sure it's there somewhere. I think there's a website floating around somewhere. A lot of good stuff going on, and a lot of our listens are being vanished on Blog Talk Radio, but that's okay because we know you're listening. I'm T-Rock Plutonium, and now back to the show. As you can tell, I've reached the point of I don't give a fuck.
I said, wow, this is Minister of Sinister just saying, wow, that's a good commercial there, Mr. Host. That was very good.
A lot of good stuff. Impromptu. A lot of good stuff. yeah, a lot of good stuff coming. And IWC Revolver, I can't wait to see how many shots somebody gets.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm going to take Double L, and I'm going to wipe the floor with his ass, okay? After the way he talked to Big Game about Christian, and Christian demolished him, oh, man, what a brutal match that was, guys. Man, Christian can be freaking brutal, man. Dear God. But I digress. But, yeah, I'm going to just finish off Double L and put him to rest once and for all. So, Double L, if you're hearing this, come at me, baby.
He has to show up first. All right. So, next up we had a triple threat for the Intercontinental Championship, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, and Dean Ambrose. What a match of the night, I would say. And we have a new Intercontinental Champion. I called it early on. Bobby Lashley, your new Intercontinental Champion. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this one?
It threw me, man. It threw me for a loop. Of course, prior to this, we had Leo Rush? Yeah, Leo Rush came out cutting a promo. Talking about Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins and how it was time for them to suffer and this and that. And, you know, when he was cutting this promo, he said, you know, at the end he said, and it better come correct or don't come at all. Lashley will dominate and collect the Intercontinental Championship. And I was thinking, man, this guy is so full of shit. There's just no fucking way. And then he goes out there. And the part that I loved was that he had a part in actually doing it. So I thought, kudos to fucking Leo Rush for playing his part in this, man. I mean, I thought he was a good manager. You know, you don't see any good managers anymore in WWE. And kudos for him to sticking it out with Bobby Lashley, too, because he's a fucking pile of shit, man. Fucking hard to work with. He's hard to shine, man. He is hard to fucking shine. And
he's a pile of shit. He looks like a pile of shit too. The same color and everything.
He does. And he's even shaped like a pile, an upside down pile. But still, he's a pile, man. And
a chunky pile
of
corn. And yes,
Leo Rush went out there tonight, and he had a hand in fucking him winning. And kudos to him. So yeah, I'm gonna give a couple of points to Leo Rush on that for having a hand in assuring that his Bobby Lashley, what does he call him? My man. What the fuck does he call him?
The Almighty.
Yes, the Almighty. Thank you. That the Almighty, Bobby Lashley, he came all over him because he came correct.
Oh, man, that sounds wrong. That sounds so wrong.
He came correct.
He came correct, man.
We'll have to ask Jamari if he came brown, yellow, or white. All right. So, Christian from Philadelphia, what'd you think of the Intercontinental Championship, the new title?
Well, ain't this a fucking surprise? A 5-week title reign and a fucking horrid heel turn. Wow, Dean Ambrose certainly turned into a fucking bum, hasn't he? This motherfucker, it's over for Dean, I'm sorry. It's fucking over. Like, nothing has gone his way since he turned heel. His character is fucking boring now. He's lost all the momentum he had, and now even the fucking muscles, right, when he came back, is fucking gone. He's back to being a fucking small bitch now. So, you know what? This has been a fucking bust. Dean's a fucking bum. And now we have to fucking suffer bitch-ass Trashley talk about his fucking win for the IC title. Oh, no, we all fucking leave. We all fucking leave.
And Dean Ambrose, if I might add, is wearing skinny jeans now. Black skinny jeans.
Yeah, what the
He's
fuck?
He's doing it all in skinny jeans, baby.
What's happened to him? What's happened to Dean Ambrose, dude?
He's moving up to the main event. The main event. Actually, he's moving to SmackDown, I heard. SmackDown, Dean Ambrose. Fresh matchups coming soon to WWE. All right. Moving along. Moment of bliss. First the guy barges in. He knocked like so many times.
God.
And he said he was coming in. And then she was half naked. And then she come out like, damn, she's looking fine. Like, damn. Like, I don't know. Like, damn. Damn. And then Paul Heyman come out and talk some shit. And then, and then that crazy whatever that guy. Like, who knew what he was saying? But he came out. And the new women's tag titles are going to be defended at the Elimination Chamber. That's cool. But the moment of that segment was that guy. I was like, who is that? Is that some stagehand, like, in the wrong place? And he come out, and he's like, ha-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. And then that's what we get. I don't know what to make of this. And then they just went in the match. Minister of Sinister, what'd you think of a moment of bliss?
Oh, man. I thought it was going great until that fucking guy came out, man. Dear God. Oh, he pissed me off. I don't know how you could like that. I was like, man, I was smitten by Alexa Bliss. I mean, she had me right where she wanted me, man. I was, oh, my God, man. Those legs, she had them crossed, and you could see, man, oh, you could just see a big old hunk of leg right there. You could almost see underneath just a little bit, man. Oh, my God. But, man, and then that guy comes out and just fucks everything up, man. Just fucked everything up, man. Just talk about a buzzkill. But the most telling thing about this was Paul Heyman guaranteeing that Brock Lesnar was going to walk out the, you know, champion at Royal Rumble. So I fully expect that. I believe this man. Whenever he tells you something, you should always believe him. Because he's usually always right. I mean, when is he not right? He tells you Brock Lesnar's going to win. Everybody goes against Brock Lesnar, and Brock Lesnar ends up winning. Didn't that happen in the last pay-per-view? Didn't that fucking
I don't know,
happen?
But I can
he does it all the time.
I could see him losing because they want something different, right? I could see him losing to the Demon, and I think that I could see that happening. It's not gonna, but I could see it happening somewhere over the rainbow.
Well, they
especially
paint you a good picture, man. They'll paint you a good picture. It'll be nice and pretty and shit, you know, and to get you in there. They'll paint that fucking picture for you, man, to get you in there, to get your ass in that $90 fucking seat. And then
they'll
bang
you the shit out of that picture
you,
and
man.
Destroy it. Yes, they will. They
yes,
will shred
exactly.
It.
You know,
right
you know what
moment? And there's nothing you can do about it.
Hold on.
You
the Legends Champion. The Legends Champion wants to talk. Legends Champion. You want to talk?
You know what? I'm sorry. You know what won't make sense? If Seth Rollins could be him in WrestleMania, why the fuck couldn't Finn Balor beat Brock Lesnar or Royal Rumble? That would make no fucking sense whatsoever, right? They're basically the same height, the same build. So why the fuck does Finn need to lose but Seth wins? I mean, I'm not upset that Seth might win the WrestleMania, but I'm just saying. But about...
Well, Seth versus Finn, like, listen... If Finn wins, Seth can face Finn, and then Brock can face somebody who, for not for the title, because Brock doesn't need the title.
Yeah.
But he can
Bobby face Lashley. Brock can face Bobby Lashley for all I give a fuck. That would be great.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah,
get them two
fuckers
together, and just you know, so we don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, but about Bliss, I'm sorry, Minister. I know you love her, but I think she's getting fucked over. I'm sorry, she's getting fucked over.
Oh, but yeah,
over
she's
by
getting fucked.
Over.
But I don't. Is she just not cleared yet? Because don't forget,
yeah.
That fucking behemoth took her out with the concussion.
Yeah, but this fucking talk show ain't fucking working for her. Every time it's just fucking her up, dude. I think she should just be a fucking commentator. That would have been much better.
The only thing that's going to work for her is if they bring her in as Triple H's daughter, illegitimate daughter. With
oh,
fucking
God,
Sable.
No, that's Jason Jordan.
With Sable
no.
Or some crazy shit.
Ruthless aggression is coming back. All right, all right. So aside from, I laughed at that guy. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. Like whatever. But we glossed over the women's tag titles will now be. And those titles looked okay. They didn't look terrible. At the Elimination Chamber. So there's going to be six teams. Have we ever had a tag team Elimination Chamber?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy, man, because I can't remember what I did yesterday, much less if we've ever had a tag team elimination chamber.
I think we did. It was for the men's tag titles. The Usos, I remember the Lucha Dragons and other teams in a fucking Elimination Chamber, so they're fucking lying.
Other teams. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot name the tag teams on WWE because nobody cares. All right, so the main event of the night, the main event. Woo, we're getting through the show real quick, and that's great because we'll do the show quick. The main event of the night, a fatal four-way, Finn Balor versus John Cena versus Drew McIntyre versus Baron Corbin dressed as a waiter. And in they come, and they had a match, and it was a match, and the match happened. And in the match, we saw Finn Balor cleanly pinning John Cena in the middle of the ring, and then Cena raising his hand, the new number one contender, Finn Balor, for Brock Lesnar's title. And so, obviously, that's not going to change. Hands, Minister of Sinister, what did you think of the main event of Monday Night Raw?
Well, fatal four-way, Finn Balor, Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre versus John Cena. And I really thought that Finn Balor would be the one to take the pin on this. That I was completely off, and clearly I should have known that they brought in Big Match John to fucking do that segment earlier. He did that segment where, you know, he cut that promo where everybody abandoned Vince, and he was the one that had to step up. Clearly, he's trying to motivate these athletes to step up. Somebody needs to fucking step up because they're fucking hurting. And so they had that conversation in the back of the bus somewhere over a fucking joint, and they went out there and they executed it. And that's the thing I hate, though, the most, was the very end with John Cena picking his hand up and shit, the fucking same song and fucking dance. But I mean, I guess it has to be done. They have to pass the torch somehow. Somehow they have to make it believe that we need to fucking care about these guys somehow. They're doing everything they can to try to get us to care about these guys because nobody gives a fuck about Finn Balor. He's become nothing but a fucking entrance, dude. And now, all of a sudden, they're going to try to polish him off. They're going to polish him up and shit real good so they can turn him up sideways and stick him straight up our fucking candy asses, as The Rock would say.
That's exactly, and then he'll come out looking like Bobby Lashley. Yes. Christians in Philadelphia. The main event. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know this was going to fucking happen. John Cena steals everybody's fucking spotlight. He always does that shit when new up-and-coming stars. He did it with fucking Dolph Ziggler. He did it with fucking Daniel Bryan. He did it with fucking CM Punk. Why the fuck he wouldn't do it for Finn Balor? I mean, fuck me, dude. Finn Balor has been a fucking joke in his whole main roster run. And now you want to fucking take him seriously? Now when Roman Reigns is out, get the fuck out of here. You're just doing this because your fucking golden boy is out for a while due to a very serious illness. And now you want to fucking take this motherfucker seriously? Get the fuck out of here. He's an Irishman.
After they shit on him for a whole year and a half or however long they've been shitting on him, all of a sudden they want to bring him back. It's hard. It's a tough deal, man.
Yeah, and he's just an Irishman pervert who shows his dick every time with his fucking entrance. Don't think I don't notice him flashing his fucking dick.
Of course you notice, Christian. Of course you notice. Looking at Finn Balor's dick.
Don't think I didn't notice he steals fucking Jericho's entrances too, because Jericho used to do that same shit too. So he's a fucking
Don't
thief.
Think that Christian didn't notice the dick.
The beef. It was all about the beef tonight, baby.
So all about the beef in this injected in this show. Beef. That's what's for dinner, right? Beef. Yeah,
Hot beef injection.
Hot beef injection. And on that note, get the fuck out. That's the end of Raw, and we ended 45 minutes in. See, when we don't have the fourth person, but, it's good. I think that we should start going this hour thing because I like the hour thing. I think it frees up our evening.
I do, too.
We'll do 2 hours for our prediction show, which will be coming up, of course, for the Royal Rumble, which is, 7, 8, 9 weeks away? Whenever. That's going to happen. sometime. 2 weeks now? But
it's next week.
It's next week? God damn, next week is the national championship games, man. Get the fuck
it's
out of here.
It's not next week. It's 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks.
I don't know. Next weekend. I don't know. It's January 27th.
The 27th. Yes, that's 2 weeks almost. Less at 13. Who gives a fuck? All right.
Yeah.
So,
good.
So on we'll do our prediction show. I guess so. It will be next. I don't know. Who cares? All right. So let's get everybody's ratings and what y'all thought of the show tonight. Let's first go to the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister, on his thoughts on Monday Night Raw tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was a weak Raw tonight, man. They're not moving. I don't think they're moving to do anything yet. I mean, yeah, they had a couple of moves, I guess. Taking Brock's title shot away, I mean, I'm pretty sure that pissed off a lot of people. I haven't seen the comments yet, but I can only imagine. I know if I was a fan of his, I would be pissed. But what can you do? He's the next Bray Wyatt. I thought it was a weak Raw, though. I really did. I thought it was a weak Raw. There was a couple of points I gave out on the air and a couple I kept to myself. But I'm going to go 3.5, man. 3.5 out of 10. I can't even go 4 on this one.
3.5 out of 10. All right. IWC Legends Champion, Christian. Who do you think? What did you think? What is your rating? And all that other good stuff.
All right, for the whole Braun Strowman thing, let's be fucking honest. Does anybody want another fucking match between Braun Strowman and fucking Lesnar? These two always bring out the worst out of fucking each other, so I'm glad they fucking did this. But anyway, I thought today was terrible. Like, it was another terrible Raw. The same fucking shit over and over with fucking Revival and the Lucha House Party. Fucking Finn Balor versus Jinder Mahal for no fucking reason. That match never should have happened. It never should have happened. It was no reason whatsoever. Fucking Sasha Banks and Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax and Tamina Snuka. These four fucking bitches. Fucking Dean Ambrose being a fucking bum. I'm going to give this 1 out of 10. It was terrible. Raw was terrible.
1 out of 10 from the IWC Legends Champion. Well, I'm going to give tonight's Raw a 7 out of 10. Yes, a 7 out of 10. I thought that the Intercontinental Championship title change was good. I thought the opening was great with Braun Strowman. I think that Finn Balor proved himself tonight. I like those two crazy people and that crazy bitch. Like, she just had me rolling. She just like the Ultimate Warrior on meth. Like, who thought that could happen? But, oh, my God. Like, so I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. Fuck y'all. And that's my thoughts on Monday Night Raw. And that is Monday Night Raw. All right. So the moment you all have been waiting for, IWC Revolver is looking like a great pay-per-view. Minister of Sinister will take on Double L for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship. I, T-Rock Buttoni, will take on Best Friends NXT for the World Generation Podcast Championship. And Christian from Philadelphia will face, drumroll please, Batman, his co-host and his friend from his Saturday show. Batman earns a shot against Christian from Philadelphia for the Legends Woo-hoo! Championship. And surprise bonus, the Armageddon Championship, currently held by Rage and Raj Giri, will be defended against Spirit Squad Nikki. Yes, the rival that we've all wanted to see over and over again. What a night, what a pay-per-view, IWC Revolver, and it'll happen whenever the fuck I say. Because I'm the head booker of the IWC, you can all kiss my grits. All right, so let's go to Christian. What are your thoughts, Christian, on having to face Batman for your Legends Championship?
All right, let me say this. I'm not going to be like my old predecessor, Double L, in underestimating my opponent. Batman is a veteran in this sport, so I will expect nothing less but excellence against him and me in IWC Revolver, because that was the reason why WL lost. He underestimated me. And because of his pride is that reason why he lost this belt. And not only was his pride the reason why he lost to me, it's because he evolved and relied on these people, the people of the IWC. These people are his weakness. It's his kryptonite. It's his chains. And look at me. I've unshackled myself from these people. And look at me now. I am the new Legends champion. And it's because I refuse to help of these people. And that is why I'm the champion right now. But now Double L has a chance to redeem himself. He has a chance to face the IWC world champion in Minister of Sinister. But if he wants to be relevant again, if he wants to be champion again, he needs to look deep down inside of himself and unleash his inner monster, his inner demon, his inner dark self. He needs to see, soul search his whole body, his whole self to search that inner monster in order to finally be relevant and be a champion again. And only that is how he will relay. And only that is how he will be relevant and win again. So, Double L, will you finally go to the dark side? Because you don't have, you can't be a lover boy where you're going, boy. You don't need to be the lover boy. You need to be yourself. And that is how you be a success. Batman, see you at IWC Revolver. I'm not going to underestimate you, but I'm not going to be beaten by you. See you there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the longest promo in history, Christian. New Legends Champion. All right, and Minister of Sinister, close yourself out.
Yeah. Yes, thank you everyone for listening and sticking with us. I will be back on the air. It won't be this week, but I will be back next week. Next week is the show before the pay-per-view, right? Yeah, we'll be back next week. So that is, let's see here, the 24th. Yeah, January 24th. Join us right here on the World Generation Podcast Network for the triumphant return of Fatal 4-Way Radio. Thank you very much for listening. Season premiere, yes. I am Internet Radio Zone, reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Thanks again. I'm out. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister! Of Sinister. And yes, tomorrow night, the season premiere of Facing Tuesday with Santori, Hollywood, Danny Hart, and the Doctor, Jolene will be there, and it's going to be awesome, and I hear they're going to talk about Donald Trump, R. Kelly, and, of course, your football predictions, so you're going to want to tune in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Central. That's going to be awesome. Season premieres all over. And don't forget to keep your ears open for IWC Revolver. Every match is fixing to be a good one, and we still haven't heard the stipulations on any of them. Last match, I was blown up and electrocuted 5 times, took 5 finishers. So we'll see what happens. Double L and Christian were hung up in barbed wire and strangled nearly to death. And, of course, the night was epic with a new World Generation Champion, Best Friends NXT, but I'm taking it from him. Double L, you can thank me for skipping out on our number one contender match and moving right on to a championship match because, hell, I'm the head booker of the IWC, and I can do what I want. So thank you guys for tuning in. Please tune in next week. Like I said, World Generation Podcast on Facebook. There's a website somewhere. WrestleCorp.com, WrestleCorp.com, blah, blah, blah. Used to be WrestleCore, and now it's WrestleCorp, and still WrestleCrap, as Spirit Squad Nikki, that fucking Australian jag-off, is still running it. And then I'm sure we'll see other people at the pay-per-view, including Jamari and a whole bunch of other made-up people, including Santa Claus. So can't wait to see that. and I can't wait to hear from you. So, thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you guys next week on the flagship show of the World Generation Podcast Network. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking. We'll see you guys next time on Monday Night Four on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there!
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.